I'm Norman Crusoe. Steven, it's been about a month. Where have you been?
I'm Steven Duncan.
Norm! I got kidnapped by the Furry Collective.
Oh my god. And this is the Level 7 Podcast. And welcome to the Level 7 Podcast. Steven, it's good to be back. I'm glad you're safe and away from the Furry Collective.
It was a harrowing tale. You would not believe how ferocious the furries are out here in the desert.
I can only imagine.
I guess the heat plus the fur just makes them go nuts. It's as bad as bath salts.
Oh my god. Bath salts. I've been hearing a lot about bath salts.
Yeah.
Well,
the zombie apocalypse is just a bad trip.
Yeah, and apparently it's super cheap to buy, like $2 will get you high.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so if you got a 20, you're good for the week.
God.
Just giving y'all some advice. You know?
Dude, if you have a 20, you're good enough until you go eat a guy's face off and someone has to shoot you dead.
Exactly. So as you can imagine, this week we're talking about E3. E3 has just wrapped up. All the big companies gave their press conferences, so we're just going to run through them and just give our general thoughts. How's that sound?
Sounds fine. See, and we have the leg up because everybody's already given an opinion, but they all wrote it. We're actually going to speak it.
That's right. Yeah. We are in the loop. This is like a late breaking thing.
Yes.
E3.
Very much so.
Usually we talk about old stuff, but now
we're going to be current. Yeah.
All right, Steven. So let's start with the Microsoft press conference, of course.
Yeah, since they're the ones that kicked everything off with a poof.
That's right. So first we're going to talk about their announcement of Xbox Smart Glass, which will allow you to link your smartphone or tablet with your 360 for video playback and remote control capabilities. What do you think?
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't really know. I don't really keep track of certain technological companies. Doesn't Apple have something like this already?
With Apple TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe.
Or something like that? Yeah, I do not keep up with Apple.
Yeah, this technology is already around, and Microsoft is making it seem like they're the first people to ever do this, but
right.
You can already do this.
Yeah, it really, to me, it sounds like they're trying to compete with Apple.
Yeah, and they're trying to get a one-up on the Wii U, too, as well.
Yeah, there is that. And that's a bad business model to try to play catch-up.
Yeah.
You should either innovate something. Like, don't care about what anybody does or anybody says. Come up with something completely brand new that's going to blow everybody away. Or just do what you do and do it well.
Exactly.
Yeah, this isn't... I'm not going to run to my local electronics store for anything smart glass.
Well, will you run to the game store for Halo 4?
No.
Yeah, me either. So, yeah... Wasn't
this series supposed to be dead?
I thought Halo 3 was the last game.
Yeah, and of course, now... I say I thought it was supposed to be dead, but I'm not that naive. I understand this franchise prints money. So anything that prints money is going to come back.
Yep.
But I'm not excited for it. I didn't care. I still don't understand the appeal of Halo.
Yeah, I don't either. And that's probably for me growing up playing all those shooters on the PC, and then I see Halo, and it's like, what's the big deal?
Right, and when I play a shooter, I still want story. I don't want the game to be dumb. That's why I loved Bioshock. That's why I'm really pumped for Bioshock Infinite. Halo just seems dumb to me. No one talks about the riveting storyline that comes out of Halo.
Well, apparently this one is supposed to have a powerful and riveting campaign.
Okay, but do I have to play the first three to understand this campaign?
Maybe.
Okay, then I'm not their target demographic because I'm not going to play the first three.
All right, so we're not excited about Halo 4. Let's go to Forza Horizon.
Oh, okay.
Next, okay. Fable: The Journey.
This one's funny.
This is a Kinect title.
Yeah, I think this one's hilarious because it is exclusively Kinect, and Fable. Every iteration of Fable has been blasted about something, you know, and they're trying to do something cool. They're trying to do something good. They're always trying to promise the world. And now they're just saying, screw it. Let's make it dumb and put it on the Kinect.
Yeah, that's every Fable game. There seems to be like lofty expectations and they always kind of let down.
No expectations for a Kinect game.
Yeah, that's true. It looks kind of... It looks... I mean, there's not that many good Kinect games, so...
No. This is... I understand Microsoft is trying to push this piece of technology because it's probably... They're either probably trying to recoup loss, yeah, or this machine can actually be profitable and they're just trying to push more units. But... This is to me a failure. Can we stop with Kinect?
Yep, let's move on.
Yeah, it's a good premise, but the technology is not there yet.
Yeah, it's not totally accurate.
Right.
The way it needs to be.
Yeah, I think the next generation should just skip over motion controls until everything is like done right.
Well, what about Gears of War Judgment?
Once again, this falls into the Halo 4 thing where this is supposed to be a trilogy. It printed money, so they're going past the trilogy. It's kind of reaching.
Yep, this story focuses on Baird and Cole. I guess Baird is on trial. We're not really sure why yet. There's some new multiplayer, and there's something called health grenades. Yes, you can throw a grenade at somebody and it gives them health.
But you have chest-high walls for healing. Who cares about health grenades?
Yeah.
I don't like the story elements about... who are the characters again? Baird and Cole?
Baird and Cole.
I don't even care about that. You know why I don't care about that? I did play the first game. It didn't even care about the storyline.
Yeah.
So, who cares? Like... Just be what you are. Be dumb.
Yeah, just have, like, explosions and...
Yeah.
Guns and bullets and...
And the chainsaw thing.
Yeah. Well, this next game I'm actually pretty excited for, Resident Evil 6.
Good. That means we can have something to argue on, because this game can go to hell.
Okay, why is that?
Okay. Why is Resident Evil 6 still using Resident Evil 4 gameplay?
Because Resident Evil 4 was easily the most popular Resident Evil, don't you think?
Oh, no, absolutely. And up until that point, I think Resident Evil 4 was the best done Resident Evil. Absolutely. And I'm not going to disagree with that. Uh-huh. However, one of the flaws was the run around and then you have to shoot, you have to stop and aim to kill something. It's a very, very, very clunky gameplay mechanic.
Uh-huh.
And why not ramp it up for Resident Evil 6?
Well, I think the slower pace and kind of suspenseful gameplay is what makes Resident Evil good. That's why 4 was so good. And yeah, they're going back to zombies, which I like.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, it was kind of rhetorical why I understand that the run, stop, aim, shoot thing helps with the suspense. It helps slow everything down and make it seem more horrifying. But I think that you can still have a horrifying game with a suspenseful atmosphere,
mm-hmm,
while having streamlined gameplay. I think this is possible.
Okay.
Now, I don't have any proof to back that up because I'm not really a survival horror guy. But I'm almost... It can be done.
Well, I am excited about there's three storylines connected by one narrative, so it kind of jumps to different characters. So I think that's going to be cool. I hope the story is decent.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that, there's no point.
Right. That I do enjoy. Like that's really cool that there is kind of an emphasis on some type of story. I think Resident Evil can really lend itself to story. You know, it's not, and you know, it's not too unintelligent of a game.
Yeah.
As a series, so I think that's really cool.
Okay, so maybe you're warming up a little to Resident Evil 6.
Not warm enough to buy it.
Huh. Well.
I said it.
Well, maybe I'll buy you a Wreck-A-Tier. I'll buy you Wreck-A-Tier for your birthday.
Yeah, no thanks.
So Wreck-A-Tier is a Kinect game. It's a live arcade title. You basically like have this like cannonball and you just like destroy buildings and stuff, and you have to control the cannonball with the Kinect.
Yeah. So it's like Boom Blocks.
It's like Boom Blocks.
Yeah. But it's
looks kind of stupid.
Yep, but it's with Kinect, so woo-hoo.
So we're not going to get it. Okay.
Nope.
Next game I'm actually really pumped for. It looks awesome. South Park: The Stick of Truth.
This is how I know Microsoft was trying to pad their conference.
Yeah.
Because now Resident Evil 6, it being cross-platform, okay, that shows that Microsoft's kind of sort of trying to pad. But a South Park game? A South Park, isn't this a XBLA game?
I thought it was a full release.
Oh. I'm assuming that it's an XBLA game because all the other South Park games were XBLA.
I will find out. Hang on.
Yes. And while you're finding it out,
it looks like it's a full game.
Oh, wow. Okay. Don't get me wrong. We both love South Park. Bringing that content and bringing that humor to a game, that's cool. This is something that should have been on the floor. This is not something that should have been showcased in a giant conference in, you know, one of the keynotes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm interested in it. It shouldn't have been here. Nobody should be talking about this when we're talking about the big keynote speeches.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad in a way that one of the coolest games at the Microsoft press conference was South Park: The Stick of Truth.
Right. So, I mean, that just kind of shows the lacklusterness of what was going on.
Well, it takes place in the South Park universe. The main character is you. You kind of play as the new kid in town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an RPG. It's being developed by the same people that did Knights of the Old Republic 2, Obsidian Entertainment.
That's good.
Yeah, so it should be entertaining. I'm looking forward to it. But, Steven, I know you're looking forward to Dance Central 3.
Yep, absolutely. I gotta get my moves up for when I go out clubbing, yo.
I know you like to club a lot, so this will help you pick up the ladies.
Yeah, because there's two fully choreographed songs by Usher. Yep.
Lovely.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Pick up the ladies.
Yep. That's enough of that joke. We're not getting that game.
No.
What about Call of Duty Black Ops 2?
It's another Call of Duty, man.
What do you know? It's launching in November.
Yeah.
Every November, Call of Duty comes out.
Yeah, and it's starting to get like Madden.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where it's coming out every year. There's not really... I don't really hear about too many improvements from game to game.
Well, this one takes place in the future.
Ooh.
And that's about... Yeah, I'm not getting it. I gave up on Call of Duty after World at War was good, but after that...
Well, they're talking about it being in the future and trying to put emphasis on the storyline. They don't... That's them trying to bring in a different demographic, because the key demographic for people who play Call of Duty, they don't care about the storyline. They're going to put it in their in their 360... And then they're going to play online. It's the only thing they're going to do.
Yeah, I would willing to bet like most people pop in the game and go to multiplayer.
Yeah.
They don't play a single player.
Right. And there's no There's no real incentive to play single player other than achievement points.
Exactly. So that wraps up the Microsoft press conference. Overall, what were your thoughts, Steven?
I thought it was pretty lackluster. The smart glass thing was a new technology, but it was a new technology that I don't really think should have been pushed on us. There wasn't any new gaming technology that was shown to us. And on years where you don't have new gaming technology, you should have a kick-ass lineup of games. And I didn't see that here.
Yeah, pretty boring presentation. I mean, I guess next year they might be revealing their new console, so I guess I couldn't expect too much from them this year, but...
Yeah, kind of a lame duck year.
Yeah,
but
one of those years.
Hey, they had Usher perform. That didn't get your rocks off.
That was worth it.
Okay.
All right, so after the break, we'll take a look at the Sony press conference. What is in store for the PlayStation?
Sony stuff, right?
Right.
Cool.
We'll be back.
Fan of the show? Get regular updates on Facebook and Twitter at Level 7 Cast.
And welcome back to the Level 7 Podcast. Steven, it's time to go to your favorite company, Sony.
Yay!
Yay. Maybe a new God of War?
Yay!
Yeah. All right, let's get into it. So, Beyond Two Souls. This is from the makers of Heavy Rain. Kind of a focus on story and narrative, of course. The story is basically a girl has a ghost that follows her. Steven, any interest?
Actually, yes. There is.
Okay.
And the reason there is interest is this, like, the premise behind the game, the kind of the pitch quote or whatever, is what happens beyond death. And that's why it's called Beyond. Which is really cool, and the people from Heavy Rain are about being cinematic and being story-driven.
Correct.
This one's not about the serial killer, like in Heavy Rain. This one's more about paranormal stuff, with ghosts and all this kind of stuff. And it has Ellen Page. I mean, if you like Juno, I guess this will help you out. Or Inception, or whatever.
Yeah, Ellen Page.
Yeah, so I'm really interested in the story. Now, here is where I'm going to be cautious. It is from the people that made Heavy Rain. Heavy Rain was not a game.
Not so much.
Heavy Rain was an interactive movie.
Yep.
Let's not kid ourselves. That was not a video game. So, that's what I'm worried about. Come on. You can't be so not self-aware that you didn't understand that the one knock on your video game was the fact that it was not a video game. So hopefully they fix that.
Hopefully. Add a little more gameplay.
Yeah. Just, I don't want to like just shake my controller and call that it.
Yeah. Well, this next game, PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Essentially, Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that's all it is Super Smash Brothers.
In fact, proof that it is Smash Brothers, Sony posted the trailer on their YouTube channel, and one of the tags was Super Smash Brothers.
Right.
How low can you get? Like, yeah. Good Lord.
And it's... who? This is Sony, I guess, trying to catch up to Nintendo, like, hey, they did this, we can do this too, and it'll be fun, and yay, and we're happy, and we're singing.
Why not focus on, like, creating something new rather than just copying what your competition's doing? That never works.
Right.
Can you give me an example of when that was a good idea?
Nope.
Yeah. All right, but moving on.
Yeah, it's...
Eh.
Okay. Yeah, eh.
Yeah. All right, Call of Duty Black Ops, declassified. It's for the Vita, whatever.
Yeah, copy paste what we said in the last segment. Put exactly. It here, but make it smaller because it's portable.
Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation. This is the Vita version of Assassin's Creed 3. You have a female lead character now.
Now,
coming
I'm
in
not...
a bundle with a PS Vita.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's nice. That's good.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not an Assassin's Creed fan. I'm not. However, I do think this is a good idea. Vita needs some oomph.
It really does.
Yeah, like it needs more games. It needs a reason to buy it. Like, I actually messed around on a Vita at someone's house. And the whole time I'm thinking, like, this is kind of cool technology. However, there's nothing up here that I want to play.
Yeah.
So hopefully this will give... I know Sony really wants this one to take off because, oh boy, them Vita sales.
Well, they also had Assassin's Creed 3. Actually, I'm really excited about this game.
Yeah,
although
say,
I'm going to get it for the Xbox. I'm not interested in it for PlayStation because I don't have a PlayStation.
Yeah, so this brings up a really interesting point. You have a keynote presentation on your company.
Yep.
Why are you showing cross-platform titles?
Good question.
That's not... I wouldn't, as a Sony person, I wouldn't be excited for cross-platform titles because the Microsoft person gets it.
Well, I guess there's going to be a exclusive PS3 bundle released with Assassin's Creed 3. So I guess that's maybe that's why they were.
Maybe, but I still don't think that's not worthy enough for me. I think it's padding, more padding.
Yeah.
Like the Assassin's Creed on the Vita, that's cool. That's fine because that's you. Assassin's Creed 3 isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not kid ourselves.
All right. Well, the next game is Far Cry 3, which we haven't seen something from Far Cry in a while. The trailer gameplay demo is interesting because it started off with some dude rubbing some girl's titties. Seriously.
They know their demographic.
That was probably one of the most awkward trailers to show during a press conference. So
I wasn't big into Far Cry, were you?
Not really, yeah. I played it on the PC, but that's about it. It's a shooter. It's a standard first-person shooter.
Yeah, like I've heard... a buddy of mine say that he really liked Far Cry, but he's not exactly a gaming aficionado, so I didn't really pay attention to what he said.
Well, it's supposed to have... The big thing about Far Cry is, like, the huge open environments.
Yeah.
So it's going to have those again. We need more Turok, man. I want to shoot dinosaurs. I'm tired of shooting humans.
Yeah, exactly. We can go kill velociraptors while they eat our face off.
Yeah.
It's like Miami.
A bath salt game.
Yeah. That's a terrible joke. We're going to hell, but it's going to be fun.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
All right, the PS Move. Steering wheel controller. This new thing called the Wonder Book. It's an interactive book. And the first Wonder Book will be a J.K. Rowling book.
That's the Harry Potter person, right?
It is.
Okay. Yeah. Don't care about that.
Neat little gimmick. Not gonna catch on.
Are they still trying to sell the Move? Like, are we really?
Apparently.
I understand that the Move was probably the better developed technology of the three movement technologies, but even it didn't do anything.
No.
So. I mean, they're not trying to push it like they're like Microsoft's trying to push the Kinect, but I'm not excited for anything over the Move. Like I said, this technology is just kind of, it's not, even this, which is supposed to be the best developed thing, isn't developed enough, and there's not enough, like, games for me to go, yeah, I want to try this.
Well... Yeah, the next up is the PlayStation Vita, and we talked about how this thing needs some help.
Yeah, nothing that they're showing, really.
So here's what they revealed. Support for YouTube and Crackle and stuff that every console already has. Cross-play between the PlayStation 3 and Vita, so kind of like the Wii U, you can kind of play your games on both things. Okay, whatever. And support for classic PS1 games. Okay, so like a virtual console, downloadable games.
So I can buy Final Fantasy VII for a third time now.
Yes.
Which, so if you're a person who hasn't played a classic game, cool. It gives you an opportunity to play it, which is why I'm not too down on it.
Yeah.
But what I don't like with some of these classic games, they don't change anything at all. When they put out Final Fantasy VII as a PS1 classic on the PSN, I was like, my first thought was, cool, do they add trophy support? Because that is a new thing that'll get old people back into it. As someone who's played Final Fantasy VII, I might pay $5 just to run around and try to collect some trophies and try to get some bragging rights.
Yeah, totally.
But they don't do anything with them at all.
Well, I think this is just proof that the PS Vita is kind of sucking. There was really nothing they showed that was interesting on the Vita.
Yeah. Like I said, which is a shame because it's a sleek little system, but it is a gaming system, which means that it needs games to play.
Yeah. Let's see. PlayStation Mobile. PlayStation Suite will now be known as PlayStation Mobile, be available for Android and other PlayStation devices. And yeah.
I don't even know what PlayStation Suite was.
I don't either. Like,
cuz this is like entertainment technology is what I'm going to call it. But it's not gaming technology. I'm a gamer. I bought a PlayStation to game.
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out what exactly it is. I just Googled it and I still don't know what it is.
Right. And like I said, it's some type of
It's their mobile gaming platform and marketplace. Okay. That's boring.
Yeah.
All right. God of War Ascension. There you go, Steven.
Woohoo.
I knew there'd be a new God of War.
Yeah. This was no surprise at all.
There's a revamped combat weapon system.
Believe it when I see it.
Yep. Mini games, new puzzles.
Believe that when I see it.
Yep. It looks like it's just another God of War.
Yeah, so this is what's really funny about the God of War Ascension thing. God of Wars 1, 2, and 3 got a lot of attention. And now that the trilogy's done and they're putting out another one, everybody's like, oh, it's just another God of War. There's not the excitement that they wanted.
Yeah, it seems like Sony and Microsoft kind of had the same problems. Like, all they revealed were sequels, and
yeah,
just the same old, same old.
Yeah, and I saw gameplay of it. Ascension is supposed to be before he gets the blades of killer death mowing thing, right?
Yeah.
So why is he attacking with something that looks like the killer blades of grass mowing?
Who knows? We'll have to play the game,
which we
probably won't.
Yeah, you can play it and tell me, or I can Wikipedia it, but not playing it.
All right, well, finally, there is The Last of Us. It's by Naughty Dog.
Yeah.
Same people that did Uncharted. It plays just like Uncharted.
Yeah.
Could be a cool new franchise, who knows. Apparently you're the main character and there you have some girl following you, might be your daughter. Not really sure.
Yeah, I was actually kind of interested in this. I haven't gone through Uncharted yet, not for lack of people trying to get me to play Uncharted. So the gameplay, like I saw it, it's a little too realistic for me. Like the guy got shot and he actually stumbled back.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, that's not, I'm not a fan of realism in games, especially like that. Because what stops the AI from shooting me twice and putting me in stun lock?
Well, it looks like it's gonna have a cool story, kind of like a post-apocalyptic, like world is ending kind of thing. And
yeah, and in the trailer, my question was, why are, like, obviously it's the apocalypse, and people are trying to kill each other instead of banding together.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to know what happened to the world and why everybody's killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even a little girl's killing people. Goddamn.
She doesn't take shit.
She don't. And I'm interested in that. I like the color palette. Like, I get that it's post-apocalyptic, but it's not, like, it's not God of War, or not God of War, Gears of War, or...
it's not brown.
Right. It's not painted overtly one color.
Yeah, it's just kind of dark and moody and...
Yeah, which, that I can understand, but it's not painted brown, it's not painted gray. I saw some touches of green in there, which is, and not dookie green either.
Yeah.
Like actual green, floral green.
So that I gotta say, this game looks pretty cool. I would actually really like to play it, but again, I don't have a PlayStation 3, so that probably won't happen.
We'll see if it interests me enough to buy it.
Oh yeah, you do have a PlayStation 3.
I do.
Well, at least my Wii is working.
Yeah, exactly. You people, you unwashed people in your Wiis.
Well, that's actually what we're going to talk about next, the Nintendo press conference. Can Nintendo make E3 this year?
It's the best segue ever.
Somewhat better.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Want to hear more? View the episode archives at level7podcast.com.
And welcome back to the Level 7 Podcast. Damon, it's time to wrap things up with the Nintendo E3 conference. Can Nintendo bring anything cool, new, exciting to the table? Well, of course, they talked about the Wii U, the new Wii U console, pretty much the whole conference.
Yeah. It's really weird that they're talking about the Wii. This is the second year in a row that they're talking about the Wii U.
Yep.
So, yeah, this is kind of like, hey, seen this, sort of, kind of.
So let's go through.
Yeah.
Pikmin 3. Did you ever play the first Pikmins?
I did not play the first Pikmin, and this is going to be a really weird reason, but we were young, and I'm allowed to have weird reasons when I'm young.
Okay, what's the reason?
It was timed.
Oh, yeah, it was timed.
I didn't like that concept when I was that age. So, I heard that the second one wasn't timed, but I don't like picking up the second one without playing the first one.
Yeah.
I was young, leave me alone.
I understand. Well, you can go back and play it. It's easily available. But Pikmin is a cool game. It's a cool little game. This uses the controller kind of like as a map. So not too much.
Which is good.
Not too much interaction, but...
Yeah. One of the problems Nintendo has is force feeding. It's new technology into games.
Yeah.
Like... The perfect example is the first Castlevania that came out on the DS. I think it's Dawn of Sorrow. You had to use the stylus in boss fights, and it completely broke up everything that you were doing.
Yeah.
It was awful. It was like the rest of the game was really good, but when you had to scribble on the screen during a boss fight, it was terrible. I hated it. And Nintendo, that's kind of that's their thing. That's what they do.
Yeah,
is they force feed that kind of stuff. So to see that it is kind of laid back and it's just a map, I'm actually all right with that.
Okay, well, the next game we have is New Super Mario Bros. U.
Woohoo!
Yeah, this one, this is yet another Mario game. Looks pretty. It's a 2D side scroller. Focuses a lot on social elements. I think you can create like an avatar and play as the avatar. It's got a flying squirrel suit.
Yeah.
It's got Yoshi's.
Which, that's cool.
Yeah.
Seems like there's a large emphasis on gold this go around.
Yeah, it does. So that's yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not too terribly excited for any of the new Super Mario Bros. Games because new Super Mario Brothers on the DS, the original one, kind of turned me off. I love Mario. Absolutely 100% love Mario, but that game didn't handle well.
Yeah, it didn't.
Mario felt like he was in molasses.
It's a little more slower paced.
Yeah. Than it should have been. Yeah, I just didn't like the feel of it, so it kind of turned me off to that series. I would have been more excited for... I'm cool with the 2D Mario. Maybe Mario 4. Mm-hmm. Or maybe another 3D Mario. I'm fine with that, too. But this one's not what I'm looking forward to.
So these next two, we're probably not going to look forward to either. They're Sing. It's a karaoke game.
I can't play this game.
Yep.
And Sing is against my religion, so...
Exactly. And then there's also the Wii Fit U.
Yeah, I'm too busy getting fat to play that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's standard.
Yeah, it's annoying that this, once again, this is what's in their keynote. I kind of understand why you're putting Wii Fit in there.
Yeah.
Because that actually sold well. Yes. From what I'm understanding. However, it sold well to the general public. It didn't really sell well amongst gamers, from what I'm to understand. You're at a gaming conference. Let's not show it. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, they got to show it. They got to get the general populace excited too, I guess.
Yeah, the unwashed masses can go to hell.
Now, this next game's interesting. This is Lego City Undercover. It's kind of like Grand Theft Auto, but
with Legos. It's a very funny premise.
Yeah.
I would like to see what happens when someone gets shot. Do they, like, fall apart?
I'm sure they do.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't been too big on the Lego games. I understand the appeal to them, which is why I don't knock them either. But of the Lego games, I think this one would probably tickle my fancy a little bit more.
It looks cool. I love all those Lego games, so I think this will be fun.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. Next one, this is for you, Batman Arkham City Armored Edition. This is a new version of Arkham City for the Wii U, basically.
I wouldn't buy it. I understand there's a couple new features, but it's not a new game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it were like Batman 3, I'd look into it. But trying to resell me the same game with just one or two updated features, that's not what I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
But for people who haven't played it, this is fantastic. Go out and buy it with this
system. Oh, yeah, it's Arkham City with some new stuff.
Yeah,
so great. Yeah. This next game, I'm totally pumped for. I'm sure you are, too. Rayman Legends.
Yes.
It's looks like Rayman Origins. Looks very pretty.
Yeah.
Just a solid platformer, exclusive to the Wii U. So this might be a good reason to pick up a Wii U.
Yeah, and you know what? This is a good showcase of knowing what you are.
Yeah.
You know how we just said, well, it's just a platformer. That's all it needs to be.
Yep.
Just a really finely crafted 2D platformer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited. When I get a Wii U, this is going to be the one of the first games I get for it.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
Zombie U. First-person shooter by Ubisoft. You only get one life, which is interesting.
It's interesting, but is that something we really want to put up with?
Yeah. It uses the gamepad for maps, sniper rifles... I think the name of the game is kind of weird. Zombie U.
Yeah.
Seems kind of like just a generic game.
Yeah, I know some people are getting excited over it. I'm not big into the zombie games.
Yeah.
So, hey, zombie game on the Wii. Ooh.
All right, well, how about Just Dance 4?
Nope.
Yeah, moving on. Scribblenauts Unlimited.
So this is kind of cool with the little, you can scribble on the screen. I like that.
This will be cool because this was a big game on the DS, and now they're bringing it to the Wii, so I'm curious how they're going to make the shift to the consoles, you know?
Yeah, I think it's really cool. Scribblenauts was a good idea, so, you know, giving it multiple chances to develop what it is, that's, I'm for that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't buy it, I'm still for it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks cool.
Yeah, not too much to say on Scribblenauts.
All right, there's Nintendo Land. It's a minigame collection, kind of like Wii Sports or Wii Sports Resort. It's like the Wii U equivalent to Wii Sports. Helps people get used to the gamepad.
Yeah, this is more for, I guess, the general public, or it's that neat factor.
Yeah.
Like kind of when you first got a Wii and you can make the little Miis, you're like, neat!
Mm-hmm.
And that's about as far as it went.
All right, let's see. Other content. So here's some 3DS stuff. They showed trailers for Paper Mario, a new Luigi's Mansion game, new Super Mario Bros. 2, a few third-party titles, new Kingdom Hearts game. Oh, boy. New Castlevania title. A new Mickey Mouse game, 2D platformer. That looks pretty cool. And they also showed some ports coming to the Wii U, such as Darksiders 2, Mass Effect 3, and a bunch of downloadable games.
Yeah.
Anything out there stand out?
There were some standout stuff for me. Paper Mario, that's good for the 3DS. I keep telling you I'm looking for the game that sells me on the 3DS.
Yep.
That's something. I like the Luigi's Mansion thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really care too much about the new Super Mario Brothers 2. Kingdom Hearts, I hate that game.
Yep.
But at least they're coming out with something new instead of all this rehash that they've been doing for the past few years.
Very true.
Still hate the game, though. The Mickey Mouse thing was cool. Now, the stuff they showed for the Wii U, that's all ports, don't care. Now, the big thing that stood out to me was the new Castlevania title they're going to be having on the 3DS.
Yep.
Big Castlevania fan. I love, especially Castle Troids.
Yeah.
Or Metroidvania, whatever, however you want to put it.
Yeah, that style of game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bought and beat each of the DS versions. Absolutely love Symphony of the Night, which was the pioneer of these type of games.
Yep.
Now, this game, though, is it's a sequel to Lords of Shadow.
Yes.
I think that's right, yeah. That's kind of weird, because that was the God of War clone on the consoles.
Yeah, it was.
So, I was really excited that it was, you know, the 2D, you know, Castle Troy type thing, from what I'm to understand. But it's supposed to have some type of 3D gimmick.
Yeah.
And I told you that the DS gimmick for Dawn of Sorrow really, really deterred me. So I'm not looking forward to what the gimmick is.
Right.
So, but of everything, that's the one I'll probably be paying more attention to.
So out of all these press conferences, would you say Nintendo probably had the best one?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, and even theirs wasn't like awesome. It was just kind of like okay.
Right.
But when you're up against Sony and Microsoft and their lackluster ones, you kind of win by default.
Right. And you know what? They showed all their new games. They showed technology that people, I guess, want to see. But there was nothing new. There was nothing unexpected. We found out that Reggie feels like a purple Pikmin. but other than that, there's not. I wasn't blown away by it. I was. If someone had a blow away, how can I put this? Any other year, this would have been the weakest one.
Yeah.
But it just so happens that the other two companies suck too. And this, they cared more about what they're doing with their system than what they're doing with, you know, services and other technologies.
It seemed like everybody was talking about DLC at this E3. Like, Sony and Microsoft were like, oh, this game's coming out, and on day one, exclusive to our consoles, you'll get DLC. And it's like,
I hate,
yeah, just put it on the disc. Like,
right, day one DLC bugs me.
It really does.
Yeah, like you said, put it on the disc, or like, I'm cool with you putting out a game and then going, oh, we should have added this, and then developing the DLC.
Yeah.
But day one DLC? No.
That's wrong.
Completely wrong.
That's wrong. All right, Steven, let's check the mail.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! Hey, we actually have some this week.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah, and even though we've been away for a month, we got two things.
Mm-hmm.
So this first one is from Mike from Texas.
Mike from Texas.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he says, howdy. I'm currently listening to episode 13 where someone asked you about Minecraft.
Howdy.
Howdy. I've actually been saying that lately. It's weird. It's the Western influence getting to me.
That's right.
Yeah. Have you guys heard about the Minecraft Hunger Games, and what do you think?
What? No, I have not. Sorry.
Yeah, so when I got this, I actually looked it up on YouTube. Because I am a little bit more versed in Minecraft now that Minecraft came out on the 360.
Oh, well, look at you.
Yeah, I know. I'm with the cool hip kids now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of cool, the Minecraft Hunger Games. It basically, four people show up, and then they just let you loose, and you need to go and find your weapons, your armor, and then it's kind of a battle royale from there.
That makes Minecraft a little more interesting.
It is. And you know what? It's a really cool concept. I don't know if Minecraft is the game to implement it.
Yeah.
However, I could see another game, you know, implementing this type of multiplayer and getting somewhere with it.
Yeah, can you imagine, like, a full-on game with that concept?
That'd be sweet. I think it'd be really cool. It really would. There's more to this email, and I'm going to read it since he was so nice to email us. I get to read it on the air.
Let's hear it.
I know you guys answered about Minecraft, but I was wondering more specifically about this style, basically PvP, survival. I watched one episode and it looked like fun. I guess having watched the movie recently, it made it more awesome. Haven't watched the movie, not gonna read the books, not gonna watch the movie.
Yep.
I don't know about you, Norm, but
yeah, probably not gonna read the books. Might catch the movie if it's on like basic cable one day. Yeah. But that's about it.
He continues, I got Minecraft a while back and haven't played it much recently, but I like the idea. It's like Legos for the PC, but I'm not good at creating things, which that's an unfortunate deficit to have when you're playing the Ultimate Sandbox.
Correct.
Anyway, seeing the Minecraft Hunger Games has made me want to play it again. Please watch a video or two and then answer. Thanks and great show, guys. And he still continues. he's chatty. Minecraft is about building, but you can also explore worlds, dungeons that others have built. You can also play survival mode, where you start with nothing and can do as you please. The setup adventures seem like the most fun. From Texas, Mike.
Thanks for your email, Mike.
Yes, thank you very much. We do enjoy emails.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the other question that we have was actually posted to our Facebook. Just throwing that out there and letting people know that we do answer questions from Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, we sure do.
So this one is from Jonathan Ray.
Okay.
Everyone seems to know Mario, Sonic, Kirby, etc. Do you think there will ever be a new character for gamers to follow? If so, what type of character would either of you like to see?
Yeah, I think there'll be a new character, of course.
Well, this is interesting because I don't think there will be.
You don't think there's going to be another, like, mascot following?
I don't think there's going to be another Mario or Sonic. Not an iconic character. I think you can look to Sony and see them try and fail.
Would you consider Master Chief from Halo a character like that?
I wouldn't. Because Mario transcends gaming. Non-gamers know who Mario is. Non-gamers know who Sonic is. Non-gamers don't know who Master Chief is.
True.
Now, I mean, you could... When I say non-gamers, I don't mean casual gamers. Because casual gamers will know who Master Chief is. I'm talking about non-gamers. My mom knows who Mario is. My mom does not know who Master Chief is.
Your mom knows who Pac-Man is. Probably.
I believe so.
Yeah, so Pac-Man, Mario, Sonic.
Right, something that everybody knows.
An iconic character. And I think the way gaming's going now, no, it's probably not going to happen. I think maybe a few years down the road, it might go back to that, hopefully. Yeah.
Well, because these characters were created during the kind of toyhood of video gaming, where you kind of had to have a mascot. That was kind of the marketing pitch back in those days.
Of course.
But I think there will be little mascots within the gaming culture, like you said, like Master Chief. Or like Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gamers recognize Sweet Tooth, they say Twisted Metal. But someone along the lines of Mario and Sonic, I don't think so. I think that phase is done.
I sure hope not. I hope we get something new and interesting.
Well, it's tough to, like, see what would succeed, because, like I said, Sony has tried it. They tried it with Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah, they did.
You know, and they tried copying the formula of, like, you know, an animal, a critter who's quirky and all this kind of stuff. And
Ratchet and Clank.
Right. Jack and Daxter.
Spyro.
Sackboy from Little Big Planet.
Sackboy has potential.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, Sackboy, to me, would be some character who could reach that next level because of the cuteness and the kind of ambiguity that he has.
Yeah, how about they should develop a completely new platformer with Sackboy in it? What do you think?
You mean without... So no Little Big Planet?
No, just like a full-on game with a plot and characters and...
That'd be,
you know, not like a Little Big Planet's like, you know, oh, you create the level and then you play through it. I'm talking like full on game.
I would like to see that. I think that'd be kind of cool.
I think that'd be cool too.
Yeah, you could develop his cuteness.
Yes.
Just what that game would achieve.
Make him wear outfits and stuff.
Yeah. So yeah.
Well, thanks for your question.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan.
We appreciate it.
Very much.
Well, Steven, that wraps up what episode are we on?
I think this is 18.
Maybe.
I should know this. Why?
We've been away for a while.
We have. Yes, this is episode 18.
All right, well, that wraps up episode 18 of the Level 7 podcast. Steven, what's for dinner tonight?
I don't know.
It's a little too early.
It is. Yeah, just a little behind the scenes for people. We normally record at night.
Yeah, but now we're recording during the day.
Yeah, so the question more is, what am I going to have for lunch?
All right, what's for lunch?
I don't know. I might have to go out like my forefathers and hunt for my own food.
That might be hard when you live in the desert.
I don't know what's in the cupboards in regards to lunch.
Well, I had Cheesecake Factory, so I am stuffed.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah. It was good.
Jealous.
Well, Steven, I hope you enjoy your lunch, and until next time, take care.
Goodbye.